Hi there. I just realized I haven't been recording any podcasts in English for quite a long time, and usually I get really inspired by things I see or experience, and especially after being to a CrossFit session. And maybe that's one of the reasons, because we just had the holidays and I haven't been doing any kind of fitness for 3 weeks. So I just got back from my first CrossFit in 3 weeks, and yeah, I got inspired again about something that I experienced. And the thing what I find really interesting is to have these experiences and then relating them to everyday life. So I'm going to tell you about my little failure today, because I went in there and like I said, I haven't been doing anything for 3 weeks. So I went in there and I knew I wanted to take it kind of slow, kind of easy. Well, you can't really take it easy when it comes to CrossFit, but you can do it, less weights and so forth. Anyway, one of the exercises was rowing. And I know if you've done any rowing before, but usually when we can choose between the three cardio machines, it's either rowing, it's skiing, or it's assault bikes, I always tend to go for the skiing because I do like doing the skiing, because then I feel I really work, and it's hard, but I feel I can do it and technical and all that. So I get loads out of it. Now, when it comes to the assault bike, I always try to avoid that because it's literally killing me. I feel absolutely, totally dead just after 30 seconds. So I always try to avoid that. But when it comes to the rower, I sort of have had the impression or the perspective that if I want to do it really slow and easy with the cardio or the calorie work, I would go for the rower. And I never really got it. It's like I feel I'm just pulling and pushing and doing something there and trying to, get all those calories or that time fly. But I don't really get anything out of it when it comes to, feeling of my muscles in work or anything like that. So kind of not. I mean, I have had this impression doing the rower is more like the easy kind of thing when it comes to calories. And today was not any exception, except that we had to do rowers. And so I was sitting there and pulling and pushing, and I was really trying to speed up. And as I was doing that, I suddenly pulled myself off the seat, and it must have looked so ridiculous. I was literally pulling the handle and I fell off the seat. And my first immediate reaction was, oh God, I hope didn't no one saw me. I must have looked so stupid. And then the coach came over, and they are really good coaches there, and he just said, just be aware that when you are on the seat, just don't go any further than like almost like 90 degrees between in the what do you call it, the angle, so that you have the bum just underneath your thorax and torso, sorry, torso. So because I was going all the way and I was literally bumping my bum into my heels every time. So he said, stop where there's like a 90 degree, oh, not 90 degrees, but where your bum is underneath your upper body, and then you push with your legs. So your legs and your bum is going to do 70% of the work. And then you pull backwards with your upper body, and then your arms would do the last part with pulling in, and that would be kind of maybe like 10%. And that, doing that made a total shift. Here I've been sitting on this rower machine every time we've done it and got nothing out of it. And suddenly, with this little shift of technique, just slight little shift, I, for the first time, experienced that I was using my legs while I was doing the rower. And the results I got on the display, immediately increased. Everything like went up, like in a positive way. And I had this aha. Now, my point with this long story short about my failure on the rower is that that's exactly the point. I failed in something that I didn't see the value in. I failed in something that I didn't understood. I failed in something that I never asked about how it was supposed to be done. And then I failed. And in that failure, I had two options. I could dive into that feeling of being a failure and, oh no, what does do other people think? Do they laugh? Did I really, made a joke out of myself? Or like, I must admit, it's all due to this coach that came over and adjusted everything and actually gave me the knowledge that I didn't have. And suddenly everything changes, and suddenly I think I found myself a new favorite cardio machine out of that failure. And my point with all this is that, and this is what I love, is to bring this into everyday life, because we all, you know, we all try and strive not to fail. And there's so many areas in our life. It doesn't matter if it's in our private life, it's with our business, it's with, you know, whatever it is. We tend to have these areas that we neglect, or we don't see the point in them, or we don't see the point in diving into this or knowing this or doing that. Not because it is pointless, but because we don't understand it. We don't know how to do it. And because we don't know how to do it, because we don't know that we don't know, we tend to just avoid, or we just do our thing. We don't like it, what we do. And then if we fail in doing that, because it's something that we need to do, again, we can choose two ways. We can choose to dive deep into that feeling of failure and maybe make this situation even worse, to say, okay, this is just a, you know, a proof that whatever it is that I don't like, I definitely don't like. Or we can learn from our failures. Now, one of the hard things about failure is that very often our failure is not just for us. It sometimes also affects other people. And the other way around, when we are with other people, do we let them fail? If you let people fail, or if you are with people who fail, you yourself can choose two ways as well. You can focus on their failure. You can focus on the fact that they failed. And you can focus on blaming them. Maybe laugh at them. Maybe focus on the fact that you don't get this. Or you can give them a chance to learn and to see that, wow, this is excellent. Your failure is not a failure in that sort. It is a way to learn. Now we can figure out how this works. This is a aha moment. And when I'm thinking about this, it becomes really huge, because we can use this, you know, with our partners, with our family, with our kids, with our colleagues, with our friends. We can use that both ways. Let ourselves fail. And when we do, let's see, okay, how can I learn from this? What is it that I'm not understanding? And how can I understand? How can I learn? How can I progress? And the same the other way around. When we are with people, other people, and they fail, how do we embrace that? How do we help them? How do we react to that? Do we laugh? Do we point fingers? Do we say to them, oh, I'm disappointed? It doesn't matter if it's your child, or it's your colleague, or it's your partner, or a neighbor, or someone that you just happen to be around. How do we react to other people's failure? Because if we're going to progress in life, if we're going to make this a better world, we need to let ourselves fail in order to learn, and we need to let other people fail in order to learn as well. So this experience today at the CrossFit, it is a reminder of this, because there I was doing a huge failure, and I had this coach coming over, and he didn't point out the failure. He just said, you know, next time just do this and this and this, because then you're going to use your legs, which is a much greater muscle, which will again help you. And suddenly it all made sense. So I'm going to send you out in the world with this message, and I hope this can be of inspiration. When you go down to your day today, it's a couple of things I would love for you to do. And one thing is to notice if there's any area in your life that you consciously or unconsciously think is unnecessary, and you kind of feel, I don't get this, I don't want to do this, I think this is stupid. But you see other people do it, so there has to be something about it. Now, what that is, it could be anything. It could be, you know, it could be going to the gym. It could be doing any sort of marketing. It could be anything that you, at this point, at this time, don't really get. So you don't really see the point in it, but you see other people doing it, so there has to be something. And then notice what is there for you to learn. The other thing I would love for you to do is to notice, okay, if I fail now, because you will fail, we all fail from time to time. If I fail, where will I go to learn from this? And how can I pick myself really quickly up so I don't go into this victimized role that, oh no, what will other people think now of me? Because it doesn't matter. Most people don't care about other people in that sense, okay? We care mostly about ourselves when it comes to failure. We don't like to be put in a bad light. But still, how can you pick yourself up really quickly and say, okay, so I failed. Now, what can I learn from this? What's the message? What is it that I didn't know that I now know? Or who can I ask for help in order to learn? So with that, have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.